I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. Today, it's the gamba, gamelan, and glass harmonica. The viola da gamba, the English called it the bass viol, is probably the most common of those three, especially with the interest in early music in the Bay Area. At a glance, it looks like a cello, but it's from a different family of instruments. It gets its name from the Italian word for leg, because it's held between the legs when it's played. It's got a broader, flatter neck with frets on the fingerboard and more strings than a cello. Chamber music in the Renaissance and early Baroque frequently started with a consort of viols, a set of matched instruments that blended well with each other. The gamelan is really a set of instruments, an ensemble of gongs, drums, and other metallophones, with a tradition that goes back centuries on the islands of Bali and Java. It first became popular outside of Indonesia after composers like Claude Debussy and Erik Satie saw a demonstration at the Paris Exposition of 1889. 85 years later, Lou Harrison wrote this music from a suite for violin and American gamelan. From a group made of heavy pieces of metal to one of the most fragile of all instruments, the glass harmonica, or armonica without the H, was invented by Benjamin Franklin after seeing a person play a set of tuned wine glasses the way one would at the dinner table, by rubbing wet fingers against their rims. His design was for a set of almost nested tuned bowls sitting along a spindle that rotates when the player presses a foot treadle. Mozart wrote a few pieces for it, including this rondo, pretty much the only works you hear for the glass harmonica these days. And despite rumors that the high frequencies resonating could cause a nervous breakdown, there are still a handful of players out there. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.